Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang, and welcome to the first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. And what a week of poddies we've got coming your way. We begin with an absolute humdinger of a game at Anfield. As the best team on the planet, Liverpool, who are probably fourth actually now you listen to this, because I'm recording this as Man City are 1-0 up. So Liverpool, champions, the best team the Premier League's ever seen, probably fourth. Anyway, they couldn't beat little old Manchester United. It was 0-0 at Anfield, another game where Liverpool don't score a goal.
In my messy paradise.
Full-time whistle has gone. It's Liverpool 0, Manchester United 0. It's a point which gives United a two-point lead at the top of the table.
We played brilliant football in the first half against a top side, created chances, put them under pressure. They had nothing really to do with the game apart from always counter-attacking. It's always possible for them, of course, but we even defended that really well.
It was a difficult game. Manchester United came, played with resilience. First half, defended well. McTominay and Fred made it difficult for as much as Liverpool had more attempts in the first half. They didn't have any clear-cut attempts.
We knew they were going to come out like a house on fire. They always do. High tempo, intensity. We didn't impose ourselves enough on the game. I thought first half, it's almost like we didn't connect to enough passes to get a foothold in the game. Second half, I thought we grew and grew. And towards the end, I felt, we can win this, but just wasn't to be.
Alisson Becker somehow read it, palms it out for a corner. Pogba still can't believe it. He's still looking up to the skies.
For me personally, for Ollie to have the team in this position they're in now, of course that's progress. That's massive, massive progress, considering two, 3 months ago, everyone was trying to give his job away to Pochettino.
I said I can't and won't fault Ollie tonight. I think he picked the right team. I think he made the correct changes at the right time, which has not always been one of his strengths. I think United played with the right balance of devilment in terms of going forward and trying to win the game, but also making sure they were very defensively tight at the other end.
And this Sunday, in an exclusive national radio commentary on TalkSport, Manchester United and Liverpool go head-to-head in a 5 p.m. kickoff, and I promise it won't be a draw. No, really, it will go to penalties if needed. Anyway, in the other Premier League game on Sunday, Manchester City played Crystal Palace and Jose Mourinho's Spurs beat Sheffield United. Here's the fallout, people talking about it, across TalkSport.
Finished Sheffield United 1, Tottenham Hotspur 3. It's been a good game this, but I think just a bit too open from Sheffield United's point of view, and a sloppy start ultimately gave them too much to do.
I'm really struggling personally to coach that. Yeah, I'm struggling to coach that. I'll possibly leave it at that and, make your conclusions from that.
John Fleck's cross had been glanced in by the head of David McGoldrick from 6 yards, his fifth Premier League goal this season.
One very, very basic mistake from a throw-in. The mistake we made, I used to teach that to the kids when the kids were 13 and 14 when I started. A very basic mistake and they score a goal. That's our problem. But the desire to play well and to kill matches, we have it.
Good night at the office for Manchester City. They've done exactly what they needed to do. They've moved to second. For Palace, they have to think again. Full-time at the Etihad, Manchester City 4, Crystal Palace 0.
We struggle, or we fought a lot to be in this position, and we will be able to fight a lot to be up there for the next weeks.
It fell apart really in the second half when we made one or two mistakes, I thought, on the ball and surrendered it a little bit too easily. And as a result, you know, the second goal, then the third goal, they've got their tails up.
Stones with his second. He's on a hat-trick, John Stones. It's Manchester City 3 who are going second in the Premier League table, Crystal Palace 0.
All the hard work on the training pitch, the set pieces, it's good to when it comes off, so I'm made up. Another clean sheet, four goals, some great assists and a great team performance.
Now, Mesut Ozil is to join Fenerbahce on a free transfer after agreeing a payoff with Arsenal over the last 6 months of his contract. Ozil rejected a lucrative move to the MLS after being offered a deal by the Turkish side, who he apparently supported as a boy. Yeah, of course he did, yeah. This was the action from Tony Cascarino and the former Gunner Perry Groves on TalkSport to the news that the 2014 World Cup winner was leaving the Premier League. I bet they were devastated.
Arsenal went through that period of time where they couldn't create anything, could they?
Yep.
And you've got him in the sidelines going, oh, really? You think them players are better than me at creating goals? So it's better for everybody all around.
He's the only player I know that's had a gap year three times. He likes to go away and go missing. What a talent. But for the last 3 years, I've not seen it, and I haven't seen it very regularly.
Oh, brilliantly done by Ozil, who rounds the goalkeeper.
When he was on his game, he was one of the best players in the world. I saw him do things on a football pitch he made look ridiculously easy, honestly, which was so difficult. And he had his own trademark goal. Did you ever see anybody bump the ball into the ground before? And over the goalkeeper? So he was an unbelievably gifted player. I think just lost his way a little bit in the last sort of 8 months or so.
They hung their hat on Mesut Ozil. He was going to be their difference maker, their game changer, much like Bruno Fernandes is doing for Manchester United at this moment in time. And he didn't do it. Maybe the expectation levels and maybe the pressure just weighed too heavily on his shoulders.
Mesut Ozil, after a long and protracted battle over should he stay, should he go, being paid the mega bucks for not playing, not included in the squads. And he's now going to be joining Fenerbahce.
If you're going to play him in centre midfield and you start looking around Arsenal, like greats, you look at someone like a Ray Parlour. Now, I think Mesut Ozil has probably got more ability in his lockers in terms of technique, qualities, than a Ray Parlour. But if you're asking me to put one of them two in the centre of the park for Arsenal, I'm having Ray Parlour every day of the week.
And don't forget, we'll be taking your calls on my show, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, from 10 p.m. tonight after Arsenal take on Newcastle. It's up to you which one you choose. None of them are wrong. Now, are you wondering what happened on game day? Yes, I bet you are. No, well, it doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do about it because you're going to find out now. As Leeds lost again. Oh, but they played such lovely football. And Gabby Agbonlahor continued to wind up their fans. Leicester remained in the title race after beating Southampton. But first, it's the West Brom boss, Big Sam Allardyce, giving an even bigger thank you to TalkSport after the Baggies beat their local rivals, Wolves, at Molineux.
The ball went to the goalkeeper's left and West Bromwich Albion have come from behind now to lead by 3-2 at Molineux.
Thanks, I'm glad everybody at TalkSport was here to see me at last get my first victory over the period of time I've been here, and I'm absolutely delighted for the players and their efforts today. It's only a small thing people might see, but I think when you look and you get double figures and you move into double figures, it looks so much better than it is when you're on single figures with this many games gone.
Barnes will go it alone and he'll find the corner and he'll seal the victory for Leicester City that takes them second in the Premier League table.
Brendan Rodgers will be delighted. Again, it's just getting into that winning habit, that momentum to carry them forward.
When you see the teams that are up and up around it, and for us to be as competitive, then of course it's pleasing. But we've one more game to go, then we're at the halfway point, and the players are giving everything.
Job well done by Graham Potter's side here. Leeds United 0, Brighton & Hove Albion 1. Neil Mopay with the only goal of this game came in the 18th minute, a right footed tap in. 17 points from 19 matches, big result after West Brom's win earlier.
And I said before the game, the balance between attack and defence is crucial when you play Leeds. Like I said, it was a big challenge for us at the end of the week that we've had. But the players have got character, the players have got fight, they've got spirit, and I think we earned our victory.
Maybe these pundits that weren't jumping on the bandwagon are right. Leeds have had their time. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're coming down the hill now. They've gone up the hill, now they're coming down the hill where teams are going to find them out more. They'll keep losing games now for me.
Now, Jamie Lindsay's late winner spoiled Wayne Rooney's first match as Derby's permanent boss after Feyenoord Rotterdam ended a run of 7 away defeats. Saying that, they are actually fourth in the Dutch division. Oh, hold on. Well, that should have read Rotherham. Oh, my mistake, Wazza.
It's no joy for Wayne Rooney after the new permanent job announced this week. Big, big result for the Millers. It's finished. Derby County 0, Rotherham United 1.
First of all, I didn't feel we deserved anything from the game. I think we can play a lot better than we did. We didn't play with that confidence and belief feel we've been playing with. We were sloppy in possession at times. So, yeah, I felt it weren't what I expected.
For me, he should have carried on and even made a change in football and become player manager. I know it's not common in the Championship to have that, but he showed this season he's still got a lot to offer.
I'm confident we can get out of this. I'm really confident we can get out of this. So I have belief in myself, I have belief in the staff, and I have belief in the players. So I'm confident that we can get out of this mess we're in.
Was it too clicky-cleaky going away with England back in the day? Yes, it was, according to Andy Cole. Or Andrew. No one really knows which way to say it. Is it Andy Cole or is it Andy Andrew? Anyway, he told us why on the Sunday session.
In my era, I'm going to be brutally honest with you, there wasn't no mixing going on. We go there, you know, whatever day we meet up, we say hello to everyone. But when it comes to breakfast, lunch or dinner, as a Manchester United player, I sat with my Manchester United teammates. You are supposed to integrate, you are supposed to get on, you know, because especially if you're going to move into, I don't know, a major tournament or whatever maybe, yeah, you got to integrate. And I think most probably that's where Gareth got it right. You know, because Gareth was obviously my era as well playing, and Gareth seeing it. It's rivalry. You know, so the craziest thing is you go away with England, but you're still taking your club issues with you.
Here's Fowler, he'll smash it back in. Liverpool are on their way to Wembley. It's Robbie Fowler's season.
Robbie thought I was an arrogant so-and-so, and I thought it was exactly the same. Yeah, then we ended up both being at the same football club. We ended up getting on so well, yeah. I mean, having a laugh and joke. And he said to me, oh, Coley, I really thought you were an arrogant so-and-so, but you're totally opposite.
Now, the England spinner Jack Leach has been speaking to the media after taking his second five-wicket haul in Test cricket. Despite losing three quick wickets late on day four, England edged closer to victory and will need just 36 more runs to seal the win today in the first test. All of that, of course, means nothing to me, but hopefully it means something to you. Here's Leachy after a gruelling day in Gaul.
Right now I feel pretty tired. The body's quite sore and, yeah, I guess going to need to rest up. But, you know, I'm just taking a day at a time, taking a game at a time. So I guess something I've learned is you never know what's around the corner. So just trying to enjoy each day and see what happens, really.
Edged, caught. Leach puts it exactly where Gareth Batty was calling for a few deliveries ago.
I understand that, you know, I probably at times didn't bowl as well as I would like this game. I think it's got better as the game's gone on, which is a good sign. But yeah, I mean, I try and use those lows to propel me on to the highs, I guess. And I guess it puts a bit of perspective on things as well. It's like, if I'm healthy and fit and able to play, then that's a really great thing, and I don't take that for granted.
Jack Leach, Jack Leach, Jack Leach, Jack Leach. And if you want the reaction to the first test, you can catch, see what I did there? Nope, neither did I. TalkSport's Following On podcast with John Norman and Steve Harms and Harmy. And we finish the podcast with Danny Kelly on the gang on Andy Goldstein's Trans-Europe Express, talking all things, would you believe it, European football.
Just like in 2015, Danny, Athletic win the Supercopa, and they win it against Barcelona. And Iker Muniain, the captain, who's one of those celebrating the most, he has, on the back of his right calf, actually, a tattoo of the rather large Super Cup from 2015 on the back of his right calf. So his left, I think, is getting ready for some pain in the next couple of days. Barcelona had the lead early on, but then Athletic came back. And in fact, Barcelona winning 2-1 going into the final minute of the game. It was pushed into extra time by Asier Villalibre. Then a brilliant winner by Iñaki Williams. Absolutely superb goal that I'm sure you'll see a lot on social media in the minutes, hours.
Well, why don't you take 15 seconds to describe it to us, Andy, because it was worth that.
Well, he got it on the edge of the right-hand side of the box, brought it back onto his right foot and put extraordinary curl on it, really. I think it went beyond curl into Swaz. Wonderful goal into the top corner off the inside of the post. And Bialibre ended up playing a part later on in the game because as the seconds ran out for Barcelona and they were chasing an equaliser, Lionel Messi completely blew his top, took a big swing at Bialibre from behind, punched him to the ground and was sent off after VAR consultation.
He is officially the least happy camper in European football these days, Messi. And that is saying something, isn't it?
Oh, that's it. We're nearly it for another podcasty thing. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy taking your calls on Arsenal against Newcastle. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to download it. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading it. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, do whatever you want. But most important of all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.